Hello, hi, welcome to another episode of the Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am Joy Mpande, and as usual, I am not alone. I am joined by
Khumotso Mkhanedi.
That's right. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. We're starting off with some music news, as per usual, because it's New Music Friday. Lyra is marking a milestone in her career. Now, if you do remember, in 2022, the singer traveled to Germany for a performance, but then she suffered a stroke that affected her ability to communicate and I guess to sing as well, essentially. But after undergoing treatment led by the best medical team available, she healed and made her return to the music scene. And it's actually been 1 year since she made her return. So yeah, I'm glad she was able to bounce back. That's quite exciting. Mm. Yeah. I don't know why that's funny. Why is that funny?
No, it's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's great that she's making a comeback. So shout out to Lyra. Hopefully at some point we'll get like some new music, because I was still singing I Just Wanna Feel Good.
I think,
but anyway, people love her. People love her still, so yeah.
But she doesn't love the people. Why is she not amazing?
No, I feel like prior to her stroke, she was definitely a bit sass and a bit diva-ish, and I feel like that incident definitely did change her, because I feel like, yeah, now she's very down to earth. And she's very, very, very different, which I love. You know, tragic incidences can definitely shape and change your mindset. So that's lovely. Anyway, we'll move on from that. Something that's kind of music related, a couple that I never thought we'll see coming, is DJ Fiestas and Mpumi Mlambo. But Sonalana, though, they really look good together. Fiestas is pretty, he's a good looking man.
Mara, why Mpumi was making it a big deal? Because we should have broken the story last year during festive season.
The Christmas situation. Yeah.
But so, look at Metro. I did tell her when I used to take her to work at Long Island. But
yeah.
There's nothing. But Kimo.
Oh, so she's. Okay, so she decided to break the story herself, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess. Kudos to her. Eventually, I guess.
Why are you making it a big deal?
True, true. And it's not like she's dating Jay-Z or somebody like.
Because already we know correct driver Koloya Fiestas, that 6 Series convertible, the white.
Okay.
Yeah, driver, okay. And just that I forgot the personalized registrations of Koloya.
Okay, that means, I guess, you know, relationships, when they reach that level, we're in. Also, spending Christmas together, you know, that means you are dating. Like,
oh, they're cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I hope they last. Yeah.
I also hope that. I was about to say that. I'm like, I really hope we see marriage and babies and like all that cute stuff that comes with dating.
But marriage, konje, Fiestas, ubuya.
From a divorce. Yeah, but hopefully he'll get it right this time around.
But I suppose we lose a gun from Chateau. And she's married, that woman.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Serious. I mean, spilling the tea.
Serious. Tamagat Maserati.
Okay.
Not the Maserati,
the latest ones. How does Fiestas make his money? Does he have like businesses on the side apart from DJing?
I own Matt Black in Bryanston.
Really?
Yeah, because go music in Ankaru Uyemehanyan.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm asking. But Matt Black?
Yeah,
Kevin?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Not the face off.
No.
Okay.
We would see during the time asa nyetse the lady. Just the Miki. Bisola Lemsadaha Kimiki.
Okay.
The ex-wife, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, all the best to them. I really hope it lasts. Yeah, I mean, if he's dating Mpumi and is letting him drive the car, I'm sure he's just like, well, I can always buy another one. Does he have kids?
Yeah, Fiestas, unale ya ketse ba ngwana wa ngwanyana o iwan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kudos to them. All the best on love and all of that. Let's move on to somebody who's been getting relationships wrong for so long. He's just struggling. Ulebu M. Right? So he and Pretty Samuels are definitely not together anymore. That is quite obvious that we know. However, somehow she gained access to the grand piano. What's the story behind that? Really? How did she gain access to a grand piano?
Like the grand piano in Eliko storage. So Ulebu M was preparing for performance at this concert, Hans Zimmer. So to his surprise, when he went to go storage, Ayobatla, that grand piano, it wasn't there.
Yo.
And that means she took it before or after Bafetu Khaukhan. Because they know Khurubai Rikise Kuhai. That's why they got the figure. Hore, it's 15,000.
Damn.
And Moto, it was pila pila by Katrile, by disabled it and by got the piece.
Oh,
so,
no.
So, Manjin King are willing to get it back.
Of course, because also you're not even respecting the fact that it's a grand piano. Like, why would you also sell it for like 15,000 rand? Why wouldn't you? Like, I would start at 50.
Agazi guti cost ya imalini. And ngapa. Ubuyemshadweni desperation ufuna ukuphila ukubona you still got it.
Well,
na iphelile 15,000 manje.
First of all, I just googled, so Pretty Samuels, you could have also googled how much a grand piano goes for. It's actually a second hand grand piano goes for 55,000 rand, which is great. I was actually right. I mean, I would start at 50 if I'm trying to sell a grand piano, but they can also go as far as 300,000.
That one is 1.2
million.
Mm.
It's worth 1.2 million. Pretty batong wana mdim.
Aka check al bitulay on just that it's written in foreign language. But it's a Palantan what. So yeah, it's 1.2.
Yeah, no. Yeah, pretty. And we need to sit down, my babes. You were not thinking. Maybe we must go check what else is in storage so we can give her maybe just price tags next time. I don't know. Anyway, what a grand exit that was. Who is he dating now? I think Lebo M did move on.
I don't know who he is.
Kebonina posted a lot at some point on his, like, while in.
No,
during one of his travels, but I'm sure it was just.
Uskawara, Lotule. Little bar breakup soon.
Oh, well, damn. Okay, shout out to Lebo M. Oh, he's said to be distraught, so love and light to him. Still music related, though. Nom Lebo's case with Open Mic at this point, she pretty much lost it, but she's determined that she will not be silenced. Yeah, it's been ongoing. And this is obviously because of the song Jerusalem, which has been a hit since 2021. And she's been in larger hits with Open Mic Productions and Africori, trying to get her royalties for years. And yeah, does not seem, well, after the High Court said that, no, she must actually pay the legal fees. Now she's going to have to cough up some money, for all the effort that she's...
Isn't it the same story about Master KG?
Sure.
Is it the one?
So no, it's not the same story. This is a separate one. She's been trying to get her royalties
for
the same song, Master KG's Jerusalem. And then Open Mic also does have another case with DJ Shamza as well as Biblos. And they'll be going to court in November to start trial. This is a bigger one than the Nom Lebo one, apparently. So there's... The lawyer saying like this one is gonna be quite big, because if you do remember, Shamza is saying like I am the one who created the song, while Biblos is saying my voice is here and I've never received a cent, which I totally understand. I mean, this has been a big hit. You know why? I'm sure there's a lot of money to be spread out.
But Biblos isn't the one working. Wow, Ayoba.
I'm not that old, so I don't know how far back he goes.
King. Hey, he's a hustler, even so.
Okay.
Probably.
Yes. I just googled real quick again. Apparently, her songs, Zitin, Andizi, Sbonus's Dote, Balega Balega and a bunch of songs that I genuinely do not know. But he's apparently been in the music business for quite some time. And apparently he's in hiding now. I think last time I spoke to Lance, he mentioned something. Was it Lance or Shamza who said that? I think it was Shamza who said Biblos was in hiding.
You're speaking of the same Biblos. It's gay trigger, gay hustler.
Yeah. So, but he still wants his money. Okay. He definitely still wants his money. So we'll see how that unfolds. Of course, Nomnebo does want to appeal. And there's more to the story. We kind of sat down to speak to her about it. But you know what? I feel like I'm not getting what I want out of that conversation. And I feel like she kind of wasted my time. But asikolap, we'll get there when we get there. We'll move right along from that. Actor Uvusi Mdiniso. There was a rumor saying that or claiming that he is now currently homeless. That's because there was a picture of him. Is it him?
Yeah, it's him.
Why was he even doing this in the first place? So there's a picture of him looking quite down and out.
They were shooting.
Homeless attire. Oh, what were they shooting?
They were shooting Uzalo.
Okay. So yeah. See, I don't always watch Uzalo. I think sometimes I catch it and sometimes I don't. And maybe that's the reason. Okay. So he had to set the record straight to say that, no, I am not down and out. Do you know which actor also has been... Like, there's been rumors and speculations about him also being down and out right now. It's Sia Ratebe.
We couldn't get the number.
You remember
two months ago?
Hey,
you gave me. It wasn't going through.
Yeah.
I think 2 months ago.
Damn.
We knew Hore, this guy, as a sharp.
Yeah.
We can't even call baby mama Ratom
Velas. They don't get along.
But
I'm sure in some shape or form, she's probably, I'm sure they have to co-parent. So maybe we should call her.
Co-parent, but parent of young Lumoto Osabe Reking. And of course, no, there's a level of resentment between Wabona.
Yeah, for quite some time that's been happening. But yeah, I saw Sizwe Dlomo also commented on Twitter. He's like, no, guys, umuntu akahlupheki lo, usiblomele nje. Like, and you guys are saying that he's down and out. I mean, he's in the hood. Maybe not the hood. It looks like the rural areas of life. Rural settlements.
Guy Mola.
That picture where he's wearing gray.
Kuntuzuma.
Okay.
Kuntuzuma.
Oh, I know.
It's a township.
Yeah, it's a township, right? Okay, so he's not looking too cute, though. But he's wearing Puma. And you know, I mean, waparabiang label if you're not really okay.
China happened? Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, right. Of course. How did I miss that? Almost went over my head. But yeah, well, we're still trying to get details with that. We'll try and get to the bottom of what's happening, really. Is he down and out? Is he okay? He's definitely not acting anymore because he's not on our screens or on any streaming platform right now. What is he really doing? We definitely want to know. But yeah, so stay on the lookout for that story. It will definitely come up in the next week or two. Another interesting story this week is with Anele Mdoda, who had an engagement party recently where she was announcing who her bridesmaids are and who's going to be the best man for Ukaiwake, or Prince Bonelela. And again, Thembisa Mdoda was not there. She's been super, super quiet about Anele Mdoda's marriage. She's not in any of the pictures. What is really going on between the two is still something that people want to know. And what's funny is that somebody commented on Thembisa Mdoda's ex recently, formerly known as Twitter, on a picture that she posted, or just a statement that she posted. And the person was like, so are you going to... your sister's wedding? What about that? And she just put like a laughing gif, which is like, really, what's really going on there? We all want to know. She hasn't been seen in any of the footage. Actually, you know what? I must actually ask the guy. Yeah. The thing is, okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's get. Now I'm thinking out loud. But yeah, but that's that on that. Yeah. I really wonder what's happening there. Yeah. Quite a lot there. We really want to know what's been happening there. Anyway, Gefilo Mabotsa is at it again. She recently burnt a Christian Dior tote bag.
Why?
So she took to her Instagram stories just recently saying that she, okay, I'm just going to quote her verbatim. She says, that moment when you realize the gift was a gateway, a soul tie just sitting pretty in your wardrobe. And then she says she burnt it like the altar of Baal. I refuse to carry spiritual baggage dressed as sentiments. So I guess some guy or girl, I'm assuming it's a guy, gifted her a Christian Dior tote bag, and she set it on fire, pretty much. This is after, remember in January, she also burnt several Versace items, particularly those that adorned the iconic Medusa logos. Mm-hmm. She was saying this was her symbolizing her shedding idols in her life. So yeah. She pretty much does not care for Christian Dior or whatever. I don't know if she's just doing it after the whole China saga, or if she just genuinely, I don't know. I feel like if you really are Christian, you can just pray over the bag, man, and carry the bag.
Drama.
Like, oh, what dramatic. Honestly, I saw some comments on X with people saying, like, what is really happening with you? We did see that you got baptized. We understand you're on a journey. But the fact that you're burning all these luxurious items on your social media, what really are you saying? And the fact that this was a gift, I mean, I feel like you could have just burnt it and just kept it moving, like behind the scenes. And not went on X trying to get, I don't know, is it validation? What is it? Are you showing that you have so many of these luxurious items and you can easily just burn your Versace, you can burn your Dior, you can, what else is next, really? I wonder.
Car.
You're going to be burning a car, Uti. Or whatever rich people drive. What do they even drive? Yeah, that's that on that. I don't know, what's your take on, Gifilo actually burning her items, really?
Validation.
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 Okay.
Plus, unali some food thingy going on.
A food what?
She does have a
mobile restaurant where she is selling, I guess, sandwiches with lamb, and luxurious toasted bread I've ever seen. Like, for 1.7, I would not really. Nobody has the time, but also I'm vegetarian, so anyway, so moving right along, Uya Ndambuli. Yes, we still talk about her in 2020. Whatever we in, 2025, she's demanding an apology from Farida. And this is because she says that she feels Farida, she disrespected the deaf community in some way. So if you know PNC, it's another podcast. Okay, those who watch it, watch it. Where they have these different formats and different segments where they make light of certain instances. Yes. Now, what happened there is that, you know how with the SABC, so they named theirs SB or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so on the bottom left of the screen, usually you have a sign language interpreter. Now, Farida was in that little corner of them when they were making a spoof of a report about what happened in Parliament recently. And there she's just busy going on and doing weird signs that obviously don't mean anything. So Uyanda, who's the ambassador of the sign language, so it's the SASL, I will call it an organization for now. She's the ambassador, and she's saying that the deaf community is not Farida's gimmick. She's quite upset and she's demanding an apology because she claims that somehow making fun of the deaf community, it can be a criminal offense, which I had no idea.
It gives you Tammy Yankees vibes. Tammy's the one who was being a sign interpreter during Fender.
I remember. Yes. And he was just doing gibberish. And of course, there it's kind of different because now it's on an actual news channel. And how are you really getting away with that? So, yeah, she's quite offended and she's trying to prove a point. And how she's going to do that is she's demanding an apology in 24 hours. Otherwise, she's going to open a
case. I wonder if Mzansi Mejiko, Mzansi Wetu, would air that episode.
Which one?
Your naive. Yeah,
true. That would be something interesting to look out for. Don't they submit these episodes prior to the time? I wonder how it works. Because it looks like, because what I, my understanding is they submit old content prior. Maybe let's say.
Okay. Yeah.
Like for instance, the Dominic one with La Cizue, was the first one to go up, but it had been living on the site on YouTube for quite some time. But hey, yeah, I wonder. That's something interesting to look out for. And if they overlook that, yeah, that would be quite horrible. Anyway, she's demanding an apology in 24 hours. So Farida, just apologize, get over and done with. It's just, it was a joke, but it did not land, you know, smoothly. All right, moving right along, somebody who apologized recently is Mac G. Who would have thought? If you remember, there was an episode where Mac G said quite derogatory stuff about Mini Dlamini when discussing her breakup with plastic surgeon Dr. Brian Mnaisa. And he referred to her private parts, essentially, saying that perhaps she could have an unpleasant smell, claiming that that's why she can't keep a man. And there's so much that was said, I don't even know why we're repeating it. But recently he decided, you know what? Maybe the backlash is too much. Let me apologize. Let's have a listen to the apology.
Speaking about women, man, I want to apologize first and foremost to all the female chillers and just women in general in SA, you know, that I might have offended with that comment. That was not the intention. Mm-hmm. You know, we never say things to offend
Beautiful
people.
Beautiful stuff, thank man. Whoa, you. Man. You know yeah, I mean? Yeah, yeah. And no,
also,
we don't.
Bro, and also, I want to extend an invite to Mini Dlamini, bro. I want to invite her to the show. You're more than welcome to come. You know, this thing started on the podcast. Let's end it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. She said some things. I've said some things. Let's squash it once and for all, bro.
Be beautiful. You know what I mean? I doubt it's going to happen. I don't see her coming, but you've extended the olive branch and the invite.
Yes.
Big of you, man. Well done.
Yeah.
Big of you, man.
Why don't you think it's going to happen?
Huh?
Why don't you think it's going to happen?
Mini coming?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro. Because all her fans and everybody who's been, you know, using this moment for our downfall will say, don't do it. You know, everybody else, the deputy minister of women, Steve, get Steve, ne? Hola, Steve Ovo. Steve Ovo will be like, you know, people like that might say to her, you're betraying us because we were here saying, no, cancel Mac, and now you're going on the platform. Yeah. You're almost validating it. We know, we've seen this. We know how they're going to say it.
No, but it was the same with Unati, who's one of Mini's best friends, by the way.
Yes, actually,
There was a point where Unati hated my guts, dog. She didn't want to talk to me. She came on the show. She expressed her frustrations. Mm-hmm. We chopped it up. And now we're like the best of friends. So I don't see why it cannot happen with Mini as well.
Ah, I still don't think it will happen.
Okay, first of all, let's discuss the apology. I don't know if that was genuine. Firstly, it didn't sound like he was really apologizing to Mini Dlamini per se. He was actually saying, I'm sorry to those that were offended and especially female chillers.
It's by the way.
Mm-hmm. But I saw that episode. The rest of it, I feel like he kind of is more sensitive now in terms of he's kind of more scared to say a lot about women because he can see that, you know, he gets backlash from that. So I hope that this is a teaching moment for him that he can actually learn from, right? Mm-hmm. A teachable moment. But now after he issued that apology, Mini Dlamini had to issue a statement and response, and she's like, I will not let this pass without consequence. And she's looking to still pursue legal action. So essentially she's saying, you know what, that apology which you made and the one that the Podcast and Chill legal team sent to her, she's saying it's too little too late. The damage is already done, which I totally understand a bit. What is your take?
Okay, fiasco, yeah. What did again?
Right? Okay. Which is great. Like, I mean, rather be on the safer side of things. I know there was some random foundation. I'll call it random, really, honestly, because who are these people? They said they accepted Mac G's apology. Why? Who asked you to do that? So what happened is they had a complaint to the South African Human Rights Commission that they had submitted. Right, this is Somandla Clothing, and as well as Unduduzo Mamela Foundation. Don't know what they do. Honestly, this is the first time we're hearing of them. So I don't know if they're just clout chasing or if they really are quite genuine. But they said they withdrew their complaint. And I feel like they shouldn't have done that because Mini Dlamini did not accept the apology at all. Mm. And I don't feel like the apology was actually genuine anyway. Yeah.
I see sincere though. It's like Scott. I don't think Scott was being sincere.
True.
And as Mini says, the damage has already been done.
The damage is already done. So, sometimes, you know, rather just keep quiet if you really have nothing to say. We'll leave it on that. I think that's that about. Wait, why would I even wrap up this episode without even asking you what the heck you're watching right now?
I haven't been watching TV, eh?
Wow. Okay, so you're missing out on a lot because Skeem Saam is lit right now. Mapidi and almost got caught with the cheating saga with that she has with DJ Thomas. Oh, okay. Yes, he was literally at the door when... They were at Mapidi's office, and then he had to hide behind a couch, and then Mapidi put his clothes, you know, in the bag, so he had to walk around naked there. It was a whole thing. He literally now, and he didn't make it to work on time. Mapidi, like, there's a lot. Okay, I missed out on 2 episodes, and right now I'm looking for the right one on YouTube to actually catch up because I'm so obsessed with Skeem Saam right now. I am a little bit obsessed with Generations as well. A little bit. There's some good, you know, dramatic scenes happening there.
A national broadcaster.
Come on. Like, oh, wow. Okay. I mean, shout out to them. Like, I think I haven't been watching, like, the SABC for quite some time. And the fact that, you know, they're still quite relevant and keeping it up. Yeah. Shout out to them. I mean, I'm not really watching Uzalo. I'm not really watching House of Zwide. Definitely gets me here and there. But, yeah. Skeem Saam is quite lit right now.
Do you know why I no longer watch TV?
Why?
Because Ghost Scandal. Mthunzi is going to get caught.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't watch because you don't like how the storyline, where it's going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because no, after Owen Sijake, acting as Semi Day, Kenta Tohai, on to find that Ushebile Port, like Semi Day, Semi Day only chelet, I think the millions.
Wow.
So now he's saying Kentata Hai because we would barnal the million. So now Sebabata who have for King, not Tieni, but to Tamisa Tambisa.
Okay.
For specialist Satchikir. And Tambisa now acts as if she's blind.
Okay.
So Ningi. And Kenman Tamulo. She's fishing around to expose Mthunzi. All right, this one is not make sure. He's not your son. He's a con artist. So TV at the moment.
There's a lot going on.
I'd rather watch the podcast. No.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's still good. That's still part of the job. Right. but yeah, I think the SABC is definitely giving quite a lot for me right now. In terms of streaming platforms, I only just like watch it just to have like, I do it as white noise. I don't know if that really makes sense. Like watching Abbott Elementary just to have it played in the background. And then I have to rewatch it because I've missed a couple of episodes. So that's not on that. Oh, and the Mummy Club. I'm still catching up. I feel like there's a lot going on and definitely still watching Real Housewives of Durban because I am quite a fan, actually. So, yeah. We'll leave it at that. I guess that's been it for this edition of the Chisel Pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, subscribe for free on iota.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chissa Live, right? This Chissa Pod is a Times Live production and our technical producer is Demi Buzo. Don't forget, you can also listen to our other podcasts. We have Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, and so much more. But I guess for now, it's goodbye for now. I am Joy Pandey.
Have a lovely weekend.
Period.